Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And today we're going to talk about a variety of, I think, beneficial nutraceuticals. Our guest is Gina Haney, founder of Future Farm Botanicals. That's a play on words. It's Future, P-H-A-R-M. And Gina is recently the recipient of a prestigious award, the Phoenix Business Journal Award for, let me get this right, Entrepreneur of the Year, or what was the category, Gina?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. The category was the top three best entrepreneurs for 2020.
Oh, wow.
And I believe they were choosing those entrepreneurs, you know, in a line with COVID, really, because a lot of things were very difficult for a lot of companies in COVID.
Right. And so, you know, I think one of the factors that was cited was your company's resilience in the face of a pandemic. I mean, on the one hand, you know, a tremendous bummer, but also, you know, clearly an opportunity for you because you deal with health products. And long before COVID-19 was even envisioned, you had developed a product a couple of products that turned out to be very germane to this. Wild oil of oregano is one, and oregano seems to, you know, again, we don't know and we can't make claims here, but oregano does seem to be one of the plausible nutraceuticals that has antiviral and immune supportive effects. Also, elderberry. There's been a huge run on elderberry, and you teamed elderberry with echinacea and zinc in a formula. And I don't know about elderberry and echinacea, but I know that the Prez recently, you know, as part of his cocktail, got zinc. And there's an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal talking about maybe we should all be taking zinc. So clearly you were prescient about that.
Yeah, and that formula was made, the level of zinc in that is not a large amount so that it can be taken every day. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of zinc from our food. We get a lot of everything from our food, but this product in particular is you're able to take it every day. And a lot of people like to take supplements every day as a routine. So we did that so they wouldn't think, you know, oh, did I miss yesterday? Did I, you know, so it's,
yeah, actually,
that's the way this formula is formulated.
I noticed that there's a warning on certain zinc lozenge products. Because mm-hmm. zinc lozenges are popular. If you come down with a cold or, you know, some viral infection, you're supposed to take a lot of zinc lozenges, you know, suck on them all day long.
Right.
And then I look at the dosage of zinc in there and, you know, it's moderate. But, you know, if you take 6 or 8 lozenges a day, you can get into the high zone of zinc. And so it's suggested that you don't take a lot. So,
With elderberry.
Same with elderberry. Same with, you know, anything, even, you know, echinacea. These are things that you want to take on a temporary basis, you know, but the dosages are not going to run people into trouble with elderberry and echinacea.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Coming back to that award, though, you know, in our stream of consciousness conversation, I kind of glossed over what the rationale was for your award. So tell us a little bit about that.
They reached out to several tiers of businesses, mine being small business, with some questions on how COVID affected us. You know, was it good? Was it profitable? And my response was, you know, I mean, we did run out of product twice. But luckily, since we source and manufacture everything in the United States, I only had a turnaround of about 14 days. So mm-hmm. we didn't lag far behind, at all. And we prepared, and it was tough for me because I like to help people. I have a hard time, you know, when people are sick, you want them better. And I'm not a doctor, but I have that empathy. And it was a tough situation for me because so many people in New York, I had hospitals, a lot of people in New York couldn't leave their house. And so,
yeah, tell me about it. That's yours truly included. Well, I'd go out, but we'd sort of scurry, you know, to get the groceries and then go back into our airlocks.
Right. And I'm all the way across the other side of the country. So it was interesting because here I was, you know, people that had lost their jobs with COVID or, you know, their businesses slowed down, they had that big overwhelming feel. And I had the overwhelming feel in a different way, kind of doubled, you know, on my side here because I wanted to help them, yet I needed to get more product. But it made me feel so good to get it shipped to the people, you know, at their homes, especially back east, because I know that in the stores, even elderberry was out.
Absolutely. It was virtually unattainable because elderberry was rated high among the things that could be beneficial. It's a little bit of a extrapolation based on research on influenza. Again, that's a virus, but it's a different virus, and we're not entirely sure that elderberry acts the same on COVID-19, but it's a plausible thing for a lot of respiratory infections. And so there was a big run on elderberry, and then elderberry virtually disappeared from a lot of websites that I saw. So, you know, I got to say that, you know, a key word in industry these days is supply chain resiliency. And you have exhibited supply chain resiliency in spades by keeping afloat and by managing your inventory so that you actually have product available to meet the demand, which is extraordinary now.
Well, yeah. And during COVID, I also launched, you know, two other products at the same time. So we had the elderberry, but like I said, it was made to take every day because it wasn't made for COVID-19. It was made prior to that. So when the pharmacists that I use make it, they don't just flood it, you know, with this big immunity support. It's to be taken every day to maintain, to prevent, you know, to boost your immune system, maintain a good immune system, and to prevent certain bacterias forgetting, you know, killing them in the body.
I think we generally talk about just a sort of a tonifying effect, you know, like something that helped deal with seasonal stress, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're meant to be taken every day. That's, you know, you miss a couple days, it's fine. But that's why our product does so well, because it's not just, all of a sudden I started hearing all these things like the storm, the respiratory storm, and you never know. But the guys that I work with, they always prepare for those sort of things. And so, you know,
you're referring to the cytokine storm. You know, and I've looked at this too. You know, I think some people are afraid of elderberry because they think, oh, you know, too much immunity. And, you know, you could go down that rabbit hole that people go down, you know, when they get too inflamed. But, you know, I have to say that the research on elderberry shows a stimulatory effect on some of these immune factors. But when you get cytokine storm, it is like a thousandfold what elderberry can do. So that's, I've always, you know, and the other thing I would say is, you know, if you're in cytokine storm, you're not going to be taking, you know, Future Farm Botanicals products. You know, it's like you are past the fail of, you know, and we're not advocating that. It's not an alternative to expert medical care. So there you have it. You know, it's more like, you know, let's do all the things, you know, well, it's mask, let's social distance. Like, you know, eat well and, you know, exercise moderately and sleep adequately and do all the things to enhance our immune system. So, you know, if perchance, you know, we should encounter the virus, perhaps, you know, we'll have a better response. That's all hypothetical. So you managed to, I think the nice thing about your company, and I think a lot of people these days believe in this, you know, there's a real initiative to not outsource to foreign countries for essential products. And I think we've discovered that, you know, when it comes to a lot of things that we rely upon. For example, I wanted to get another bike for a location that I'm spending time with it. And I could not, there's no stock. And this, you know, and so I asked, so what's the deal? Are these American made bikes? He says, yes, but we get our parts from China. And the same thing, but the same thing is happening in the supplement industry is there's a lot of gaps in the inventory, especially of, you know, some of the popular immune enhancing supplements, because China is a big source of herbs and nutraceuticals and even like basic ingredients of vitamin C and things like that come from China.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a lot of large retail stores reach out, you know, just because the products, how they're made, where they come from, the shelf life, you know, everything about them. I mean, if you're going to do something, you need to do it right. There's no sense. I mean, this business is to help people. So, I mean, that's where I come from. So if I'm going to be taking it, I need to know that it's extremely safe, and you know, later in life there's not going to be a problem, or you know. So we're very lucky that we have the kind of people that we work with, and we don't buy it. It's not inexpensive. It's costly to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's worth it.
So your margins are not devoted to like mass market advertisements. You know, you don't see big advertising blocks on, you know, cable TV or, you know, where you expend a lot of advertising budget. It's, you know, mostly by, you know, through practitioners like me and word of mouth that your company has grown and grown, you know, pretty astronomically in just the past couple of years in which it's been in existence.
Yeah, it has. And it's a lot to take on. It's worth it. I've learned a lot, but yes, the products themselves, there's not large advertising. In the beginning, I thought, oh, well, everybody will just come to us because it's good products.
Yeah,
but
it's not entirely a merit system. I think one of the lesson A in business.
They're all return customers and word of mouth, and it's grown. It tripled in the third year, so it was. Very nice to see.
Well, that's great. Okay, so you know, let's talk a little bit about your product lineup because you've got the wild oil of oregano, which, by the way, you know, a little story on that is, you know, a lot of oregano is great. You know, it has a lot of beneficial properties, including, you know, it's helpful for infections. It's antimicrobial. And anti-inflammatory. So that's kind of neat. But it's very strong. It's very strong. And it creates sort of an aversive flavor. So adults, you know, can tolerate it. What I found interesting is you were generous enough to give me a sample of the wild oil oregano earlier this year. This is before COVID-19. And imprudently, I had a vacation planned for March 12th. And that's when the lockdown was really starting to, you know, come down. And it was a family vacation. We were going to the British Virgin Islands to go diving. And so I encouraged the family. I said, look, don't bail on me. Let's go. Let's just do it, you know. And of course, by the time we came back, it was like within a week, everything was locked down and people were wearing masks. It was like, I brought a whole pharmacy of natural things along and medications just in case we came down. And one of the products was the wild oil oregano. Now, we had a four-year-old with us. You know, four-year-olds can be a little finicky. It's hard to get oil of oregano into a four-year-old. But we spiked his little drinks with, you know, a few drops of the wild oil of oregano, and he just loved it. He tolerated it very well. So what's the secret sauce that makes that tolerable for kids?
The secret sauce is we get it from Flavor Chem here in the United States, and it's natural honey flavor. You can't just put honey in there or it would go bad. So it's natural honey flavor. And the reason we did that is I happen to know and live around quite a few doctors, and four different pediatricians asked me, you know, they said, God, we love it. Them as adults love it, but they wanted it in their offices for the kids. And I said, well, good luck with that.
So it actually was targeted for child acceptance.
Yes. And so, you know, I researched a lot, and I do think that it's important to not just build the immune system, you know, over 30 years old. I think you can build it up at a younger age. So we added the natural honey flavor, and now kids can take it, which is great. You know, and if they get into that habit of every time they feel sick or feel something coming on, and they, you know, Mom, can I have the oil of oregano? I get emails about that, and that's wonderful to hear. But yeah, they can tolerate it much better. And some elderly people too would say it was just too strong, because it's wild oil of oregano, not just, you know, oil of oregano. So I would always suggest maybe take it with a little teaspoon of Manuka honey or something like that. And so that was kind of where the honey came from. I was even going to maybe send out little sticks of Manuka honey with the product. And then, you know, just as a, but then I decided, well, let's just make it natural honey flavor so everybody can do it.
Indeed. Yeah, because oregano, you know, pure oil of oregano can be very beneficial, but it also, it burns the tongue, you know, and...
It's not necessarily good to burn the back of your esophagus the time, so...
Even the capsules, you know, if you don't take it with food, you could get it stuck in your, like you say, in your food tube, and it can have a burning effect. So some people have problems tolerating it.
And people with GERD,
yes.
Same thing. You know, they can't take it. They can't. So it really did well. We're very pleased with it.
Great. Okay, so that's I think one of your original products. Now the elderberry with echinacea and zinc. We've talked a little bit about. You know, elderberry certainly has some beneficial properties.
Now that one tastes good.
Good. Yes, it does, because elderberry already has it. It's inherently tastes good, so that's not a big problem. So you can handle it better. Okay. So you didn't just, you know, rest on your laurels. You innovated with yet another product, which I'm intrigued to hear about, which is the Liquid Black for Health Liposome Complex. We'll talk a little bit about Black for Health, and we'll talk about the liposome complex idea in part two. Our guest is Gina Haney, founder of Future Farm Botanicals. You can find their products at myfuturefarm, that's PHARM.com/Hoffman. And you've got a direct number, right? Do I have it correct? It's 888-841-7216. Is that correct?
Yes, 7216. It's a customer service line.
You know, I have to say, we're all about the internet and, you know, using websites, and that's great. But I got to say, there's a little bit of a cutoff. And some of the people who are in most need of your products, they like to just dial the phone and talk to a human being. you have customer service, you know, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have customer service call center. They take orders. They can answer questions. And there's specialists that can be transferred to if there's, you know, more difficult questions to answer. So.
Okay. So that give you that number again. It's 888-841-7216 for My Future Farm, for Future Farm Botanicals. Great. Gina, we'll talk more about Black for Health in part two. Coming up on today's podcast. Stand by.